Come the morning. Good morning to you all, my friends and my brothers and sisters in the RugNet community. This is Just Norm, and it is Friday, July the 3rd, 2015. At about 9:30 a.m., I am in Hammock Park / Highlander Park. Get my groove on. West Central Florida is carrying a temperature of hottish. How's that for a number? With humidity and dew point, quotation marks, up there, quotation marks. You might be saying, Norm, what are you doing up in the hammock on a Friday morning? And I would tell you that today is considered to be a federal holiday for those employed by the federal government, as tomorrow, as we know, is Independence Day. So I have Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, and I arranged to take a day off on Monday as well, seeing as Monday at the VA that I work at is, of all the days, the least busy and would impact the clinics less. So I have a 4-day weekend. And let me tell you, I better make it worth it. I hope in some small way you insinuate to me how I better make it worth it, because work has been arduous, as I've been sharing with you, and I've fallen out of balance with the joy and happiness of life. I notice immediately the clarity and the joy and the happiness, the enthusiasm, the excitement, all of those things that I have when I'm away from the house of pain. So, as I said, I really need to make these days count. I should have run yesterday after work, but I couldn't find the motivation or initiative or whatever you want to call it. So, I knew today I would either run in the morning or run tonight, because tonight is the midnight run, the 10K, that I almost run every year. Well, this year I'm not running it. I just couldn't get enthusiastic enough about going out there at midnight when I knew I could be home sleeping in my comfortable bed. So instead, this Friday morning run will serve as my midnight run in the morning, or my replacement run for yesterday, and my replacement run for tonight that I would have run. Am I making sense? I rarely do, so I often ask. Anyway, the thing is, I'm running. It's a long weekend, and I'm happy to talk to you guys. Happy to be out here doing my thing, sharing thoughts with you all. Just this little short section of road before I wind back down Harvard Avenue and between the baseball fields. to make some loopy mileage. So many things to talk about, and yet most likely nothing to say. But I digress. Let's just see how things flow as they spill from my tongue. I guess the first thing we'll start off with, and this will be both part of my offering to you, and as well a submission. I've seen my friend Carlos do this before, and so I have to assume that it's okay to do that. Send a submission, but have it be part of your own podcast. I don't think there's a rule about that. Some part of me feels as though it's cheap filler. But on second thought, if the words and the offerings are quality, then there's nothing cheap about it. Passing field number 3. So the first thing on my mind is a submission to the infamous James Daly, also known in some circles as JD, also known as I Was Just Thinking, also known as The Seeker Podcast, The Seeker Podcaster, and also known as I have been like to call him, but I don't know if he approves of this or not, Jim Dandy, because that name just kind of flows off the tongue. I don't know the historical significance of Jim Dandy. Who was Jim Dandy? I don't even know. I'd have to Wikipedia it. I'd have to Google it. Some patriotic guy back in the 1700s? I can't remember. Was it James Cagney and I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy? I don't know. But I just like the way Jim Dandy sounds. So, Jim, since this is a submission to you, is that okay with you? Can I call you Jim Dandy? Or do you dislike that? Or do you not care? Because I've never officially asked you. And since this is your submission, I pose that to you. If you should say to me, Norm, I'm not all crazy about that term. No, Norm, I'm not all that crazy about that name. It shall be stricken from my lips. And if you should say, that's okay, Norm, I don't care, then so be it. Anyway, Mr. Daly, a friend of mine, my good buddy Jim, is about to have a day of birth. I believe it's the 5th of July, if I'm not mistaken. And so, we should all, on the count of 3, say, happiest of birthdays. On 3. 1, 2, 3. Happiest of birthdays, Jim. I know you will enjoy your birthday. Because you indeed, my friend, are a man with a zest for life and living life to its fullest. I can see that about you on many levels, whether it be your pursuit of high-quality training and numerous marathons, whether it be practicing your vocation and profession of nursing at the highest level, whether it be your outlook on social justice and social issues, whether it be the pursuit of higher education, whether it be practicing the responsibility and the joy of husbandry and the providing for your family. Yep, that's you. all those things. Well, you know it, but it's good for, I think, somebody to say it every once in a while. It's good for you to hear it from maybe another voice than the voices in your head, if you indeed look at yourself that way. So I'm giving you accolades, is what I'm doing in a long-winded way. JD, I'm giving you accolades. And I'm thanking you for continually reaching your hand out in friendship towards me over these years. Though I may not be the most social or the best of friends, I do mean well towards those I consider friends. And though I may not recompense anyone or follow as arduently as I should, I still think kindly of you as a friend. So, I think I've blithered and blathered on enough. This is a submission for you, celebrating not only your life, your birth date, your life, but your friendship and your zest for living and the contributions you make. Happy birthday, Jim. I saw you go for the kill on that shot. He saw it coming too. I'm going past the tennis courts now. And the one guy you may have heard in the background said, "Oh man." And then the other guy slammed it over the net. I give them all the credit in the world just for being out there playing tennis in this hot July Florida morning. All right, I'm just now south of field number 3. I don't know what this one's called. I'm turning past the next field south and the tennis courts again to my left. I have this terrible feel that I'm gonna trip and fall. I've been doing so much of that lately. Excuse me. You know, I wanted to listen to some music while I was running. I was inspired, and I get this way very often, I was inspired to maybe put some music in my podcast because I would love to do that, but I'm so afraid of copyright infringement and the the general principle that you're taking money away from those who have created art and you're not using it with the permission. So I found this classical music radio station. I think it's in Venice, Florida, but I can pick it up on my phone. And I was streaming. Let's see. WUSF Media Player is best viewed in portrait mode. Is that why it's cutting off? Let's see one more thing here. There we go. You hear it? So I don't know what the rules are in classical music of those who've been passed on for centuries and centuries, but I gotta think it's, just off the top of my head, less copyright stringent. And say someone like Van Morrison or Bruce Springsteen. I think it's cutting off. Nope, there it goes. I started this at the beginning of my run and then it stopped. I don't know if it's because the screensaver timed out. Anyway, before I started my run, I listened to Carlos share with me a submission for the extra mile for the next episode. And it came off so well, not only for the content, but because of the song he picked in the background, the Paul McCartney song, actually it's probably a Beatles song, called Blackbird. So in the back, round of his running, you heard that subtle blackbird singing in the dead of night. And take these broken wings and learn to fly. Okay, I'll stop. But you get the message. You get what I'm saying. It added value to the submission. So, we'll put some gentle classical music in the background. And we'll see if it adds any value to my submission. Oh, somebody's calling me now. Oh, great. Hello? This is he. Who's this, please? How are you? Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm running through the... Okay. I lost my whole rhythm of running and speaking due to the phone call, which is from my sleep apnea doctor. And they called to let me know that they're going to schedule me for another sleep study. A sleep study is when you go to a physical place and they connect all these monitors and wires, etc., etc., to your head and your chest. And then you go to sleep and they watch and they monitor for what are called apneic events. That's another way of saying you stop breathing in your sleep. And they measure how many events you've had. They measure how much your oxygen saturation decompensates. They measure restlessness and sleep quality. And then that determines a couple of things, whether you have sleep apnea and what category you fall within. I think it's moderate to severe. I think the only two categories. And this is what they use to assess people and put them on CPAP machines. So I am past a CPAP machine. I use a oral appliance. It's like a little tooth guard that juts my jaw forward. And I've told you all this before, but anyway, every so often you have to do a sleep study to see how you're doing with therapy. And as I've said in the past as well, sleep is a highly, highly underrated health hygiene that we oft take for granted. I would not even hazard to guess how many people have sleep apnea. It can affect blood pressure, cardiac health, appetite, overeating, emotion, many, many, many aspects of our health that we take for granted. So anyway, they're going to schedule me for another study. I actually went into There's another phone call. All right. Back again. I'm not usually the recipient of phone calls. I'm not usually one prone to answering them, but this was about the sleep study. And essentially, I was arguing with the doctor's office about when my appointment was supposed to be, because I know for a fact I was supposed to be seen in June. Ultimately, it's my responsibility, so I should have called in June to query about that. The bottom line is, you gotta be responsible for your own health care, and I wasn't. So I got back on my giddy up. Spoke at the office. All the while telling you this, I'm feeling a sense of guilt that I even bothered to argue the point with him, because in the long run, I'm getting care. So what the hell is wrong with me? I guess sometimes I just want to be right. Maybe we all do at some level. Anyway, we'll leave the healthcare and the sleep study conversation on the ground. I'm making my way down Michigan Avenue now, just past the Dunedin Community Center at Highlander Park. I've covered a little over 2 miles, and in about, I'm going to say about a quarter to a half a mile, I'll be entering into the hammock by way of Cedar Trail. And that, as I measured out the other day, will take me almost a mile in length from the tip of Cedar Trail and Michigan Avenue to the parking lot of Pea Gravel at Harris Trail, the very, very southern southeastern entrance to the park. So, got a good sweat going here. Speaking of sweat, I think our friend and Bishop of Benevolence, Kevin of Gwynn, will be sweating in the Caribbean somewhere. I believe I heard him speaking on Spreaker about obtaining his passport expeditiously so that he could go to an island in the Caribbean for a family vacation. I can't remember where he's going, but anyway, it was good to listen to that, to hear Kevin's voice. I'm trying to reground myself and settle back in to my run. I'm on Cedar Trail, heading southbound, and thus far, my rhythm, which has gotten going, a couple of times, has been interrupted by phone calls, interruptions in thought, and dodging in and out of traffic noise. So, now that I'm in the hammock proper, I decided to just kind of push the reset button in my mind, which includes watching my pace and my step. So remember I told you I had a fear of falling. Well, I tripped a little while ago, but did not fall. It's a nice save. But nevertheless, I think when I run and talk, I get so tangled up in my own head, I'm really paying little to no attention to my footwork. And that has to stop if I'm going to stop falling and tripping. I'm currently on the wooden footpath over the bog, as you can probably hear. Instead of taking Cedar Trail south to Harris Trail for a total of 3/4 of a mile, I decided to take the wooden footpath over the bog into the Frisbee Golf Course of Osprey Loop. I will then circle around the Douglas Avenue neighborhood loop, back up, running by St. Andrew's available chapel. It's available for events. Maybe through the Butterfly Garden before going back into the heart of the hammock to pick up Sugarberry Loop west and east and make my way through the rest of the periphery. And what I would like for those miles is to experience a sense of relaxation and visual candy and maybe even describe some of that candy to you without worrying, without being fearful, without tripping, without getting caught in the tangulation. Tangulation is most assuredly not a word, but the tangulation of my mind. There goes a blue jay fluttering through the palmetto trees to my right. Tangulation of facts and figures and appointments and healthcare has almost completely overwhelmed me. I must concentrate and work on simplicity, and I must concentrate on work and work on letting the mind float freely. To just let, just like the other day, I said, let the run happen, let life kind of happen to me over these next few moments and few days. Let the impression of green grass, bark and tree, cricket and breeze wash over me as I move forward through space and time. Let that be what I experience, as opposed to problem solving and thinking so much. Now, this little area here, this section of Osprey Loop where I run the Frisbee golf course, is adjacent to another section. I think it's Cedar Creek, but I think this feeds across eastbound over to the Intercoastal Waterway. And as I move, did I see eastbound? If I did, I meant to say westbound. As I move westbound as well, I get closer to the Pinellas Paved Trail, which I know is just across the street from Alternate 19, which leads me to the causeway. So you can hear some light traffic going up down the street, but it's not like I'm right next to it. There's a nice picture I could take, but there's the run signal, and I want to get back on the run. I want to take a lot of pictures. I would really even like to take a video, but the run has been feeling so good, even as instantly as when I started, that I want to stay with that instead of all the interruptions and unscheduled walk breaks I've been. So I'm going to forego picture taking and movie making, at least for this moment. I'm on another footpath over the bog. I'm probably about 25 yards from the Pinellas Trail. Making some real silly little loops here just to cover ground, but it's pretty. This little footbridge kind of dead ends and makes a T, but I follow the T and come back out on it to create mileage. There is 3 miles. I didn't mention any mileage goal for today, although in my mind, I'm pretty sure I want to get no less than 5. I'd be happier with 6 or 7. We'll see if my skill and laziness will overtake. I did hear Steve Hailstone put out a couple of Spreaker casts. The last one I heard, he was running around his neighborhood and talking with the neighbors about tornadoes, cyclones, that kind of thing, while getting in his constitutional run. Steve also has been following Sally McRae, who just finished 7th in the Western States, and Rachel Dubois of Daily Mile. And those are certainly inspiring runners, aren't they, Steve? I have no desire to do that, but they still inspire. All right, I'm on Douglas Avenue now. This is a neighborhood loop that I'll take. And I'll turn around. I'm heading south. And I'll turn around and head north and make my way back into the hammock. But this doesn't have the traffic of Michigan Avenue. I heard JD's, James Daly's Seeker podcast from Sunday, the 28th of June, I believe that's when it was. We spoke about achieving an A in his master's studies and also about his upcoming birth and also a movie review called Love and Mercy, which he highly recommended. I didn't know that Paul Dano was in that movie. I don't know if you spoke to that, Jim. Paul Dano is another excellent, excellent actor. I don't know how he did in Love and Mercy, but I've seen him in a couple movies, most notably a stunningly well-done movie called, I believe the title is called There Will Be Blood, with Daniel Day-Lewis. Gosh, I miss movies. There are some real great movies I've seen. Daniel Day-Lewis is just one of those actors who transforms himself and acts with such power and character. Almost anything he does is fantastic, and yet I've still not seen some of his classics. I didn't see the Lincoln movie and a couple of his other ones, but I have seen Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood and The Gangs of New York with Leonardo DiCaprio. Those were both phenomenally well-acted films. But Paul Dano was in There Will Be Blood. And if you haven't seen it, Jim, I encourage you to. He's quite the upcoming young and talented actor. So I heard that. I think I also heard, I was just thinking. So I've gotten caught up on two of Jim's, at least one of Steve's, Kevin's Unplugged, and Carlos's Wednesday, Canadian Day, Canada Day episode. Canadian Day, Canada Day, I don't know. I'm sorry, friend. So, I feel like I've made a dent, but there's so many more that I've not listened to. I feel, and I've said this to you before, you can probably guess what I'm going to say, I feel as though I'm out of the loop and I'm not in the inner circle of podcasting friends, because really there's a reason, not because I'm just sensitive, which I am, but because I don't know what you guys have been saying and friends know what each other are saying. Friends know what other friends are doing and what's going on in their life, and I'm not up to date with that as much as I was. I know that. So that's why I feel like I'm forgotten and out of the loop. Although Carlos assured me as we chatted during one of our Lexilis games that I was not forgotten. He is the encourager. He is every man's running jackal. I even got such a kind, encouraging word from Carlos when I finished up a Triple C run on Tuesday. He said he was very proud of me for completing the run. You know, simple words can make a world of difference. They can bring a smile to someone's face and their heart. And that did for me on Tuesday. All right, I'm running up northbound Douglas Avenue. I will soon be heading back in to Emmett Park, just past St. Andrew's Church, as I mentioned before. So now that I'm not running the midnight run tonight, I will almost undoubtedly be in bed by 9 or 10. Tomorrow, Mrs. Rosenberg is scheduled to work, but may be called off due to low census. I don't know yet. We don't have any real solid plans to celebrate Independence Day, but I'm sure they'll develop. I'm sure we'll cook or go over family's house. Family being my mother-in-law and father-in-law. Such kind souls. Lola and Tata are the matriarch and patriarch of this nuclear family that I'm so privileged to have. Tata, everyone's grandfather, has at least known thyroid cancer. He had a debulking of that tumor 6 months, maybe 9 months ago. And during his yearly checkup, even the side street had some noise. I had to get past the guy with his weed whacker. Anyway, Tata had a yearly exam and had been complaining of urinary symptoms. And fast forward, he has prostate cancer. Though, upon offering him treatment, he declined to have anything done. He's a man who's 82 years young and has lived a good, full life. And he doesn't want anything invasive or extreme. He's ready to go when the time assigned to him to go is. So, he's a happy man. He's a gentle man. He doesn't complain. He doesn't argue. He smiles. And he's gentle, and he has nothing but good things to say. He is a man after God's own heart. So, what's going on with the family? My 15-year-old, Roselle, as I think I told you once before, has quite the crush on some young boy whose name is Dominique, and she has professed her love for him, though we don't let her anywhere out of our sight to profess it anymore. I'm sure they text and that kind of social media stuff, but anyway, we had him with us. We've met the boy. We've had him with us on two occasions. Once was to accompany us to her art display down in St. Pete, the Dali Museum, and also the 8th grade dance. And now he's going to come over this afternoon just to spend the day with her. I'm going to pick him up. It's kind of a weird thing, I got to tell you guys. Maybe you guys are experienced parents when it comes to girls. For me, it's still a bit of a new ballgame. No, I'm not talking to myself. I got a little recorder here. Good water break. So, as I walked up to the water fountain, there was a fellow citizen at the Hatton Park standing there paying a great deal of attention to her iPhone. I think she's waiting for her daughter or her son or somebody to come out of the bathroom. So I had to explain myself to her. And I got a good swig of water there. Oh, this is interesting. It's got this the shelter. How you doing?
How you doing?
So, I'm walking past the picnic shelter. There's a guy and a couple dogs, and I think maybe his wife. And they have their tent set up underneath the picnic shelter. Just laying back, enjoying the cool of that shade and the breeze. And oh, there's no breeze today. You can hear the depth of quiet as I come back here into the thick of the hammock. There's some kids at the playground there. And I'm kind of off on my walk breaks and run breaks again. Walk breaks and run segments. I'm just going to walk this little sidewalk until I get into Sugarberry Trail Loop West. I'll be taking that southbound. You now find me on Skinner. What's that? Is that a large bird? Oh, I bet that was a turtle. I heard a big splash. And now I see all these little tiny minnow fishes in the creek, Cedar Creek, swimming about. I don't know what they're chasing. It's like a school of little fish. At first I couldn't see past the brush into the creek. I don't know what animal it was. If I stand here long enough, during my 2-minute run segment, lazy break, maybe I'll see. They're swimming back and forth. It's pretty interesting. I should take a video of it. My videography skills have not been tested as of late. Let's do it. Hold on a second. Okay, I stopped and took a video of some minnow, little tiny fish. Fascinated me. You're probably scratching your head and saying, what's wrong with this guy? Anyway, I'll probably post it to a social media site. I'm heading down Grant, which I will pick up Harris, loop around, and then head up south on Grant, but upward in incline. And I will finish up 5 miles, probably somewhere around Palm. And there will be a test against my laziness. I don't know if I'll continue past 5 and search for 6 or 7, or if I'll call it a run. I've been out here for a while now, but it's been some good me time. I've talked a lot. I haven't got anything accomplished in my head, but at some basic level, I expressed myself. And that is something that I squash and contain Monday through Friday. So, it was good for that. Anyway, that's enough of this foolishness for me. I hope you found some company for your run. You may have enjoyed something I said or gotten some sort of identification with me. As always, I love you guys. I truly do. And if I got anything to say about it, we're gonna talk again. I don't know when, but we should talk again. So till then, it's just Norm. Bye-bye.
Norman, I'm very proud of you. I hope you got the first message that I sent you. Maybe you didn't, but hopefully you'll get this one. All right, so well done, and hopefully I'll be hearing a show from you today. Bye-bye.